Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim, Perek Yabez. I just wanted to add, I lost my voice from the Chagim, so I apologize if it's not as clear. This perek discusses the power of speech. Rishayim use their power of speech to create damage, while Tzadikim use their power of speech to come close to Hashem and build the world around them. Psychologically, speech in of itself is a neutral force. Communication is like a pipeline. Therefore, when we communicate, we're in a bad mood, it's like we're putting sewage through the pipeline, which causes damage to the other person you're trying to communicate with. But when we communicate, we're in a good mood, it's like we're putting fresh water through the pipeline, showering the other person with love and words of encouragement. Let's jump right in and look at the first pasuk, and this will shed light onto what David said this capital about. V'amnetzeach al shminis mizmor leDavid, hoshia Adonai ki gemar chasid, ki fasu amunim ibnei adam. For the leader on the shminis of Psalm of David, help, O Lord, for the faithful are no more, the loyal have vanished from among men. Rashi explains David said this perek about the people who would constantly rat him out to Shaul. Often, when David would be hiding, someone would tell on him and reveal his location. Shavu yadabru ish esra'ehu, sfas chelko b'leiv v'leiv yadabru, yechares Adonai kol sifsei chelko s'lashon mideberes gedolos. Men speak lies to one another. Their speech is smooth. They talk with duplicity. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips, every tongue that speaks arrogance. Rashi and the Radak explain, it's as if a person has two hearts. They speak one way, but harbor resentment inside. In other words, people can be tricky with how they speak. Now, I would say the average person doesn't necessarily outright lie. But how many times are we mishana our diburim from the truth? We change our speech by deviating from what really happened. Or we slightly bend the truth, speaking about a situation in an exaggerated manner. Or couch our cynicism in a joke. We need to be honest with ourselves and try to use our power of speech to build and not destroy. To be straight up with our words. David was upset about the fact people in his time would use their diburim to create damage and not to spread shalom. Asher amru l'shonenu nagbir sisasenu itanu mi'adom lanu misod aniyem me'enkes avyonim ata akum yomar denai ashis be'yesha yafiachlo. They say, by our tongues we shall prevail. With lips such as ours, who can be our master? Because of the groans of the plundered, poor, and needy, I will now act, says the Lord. I will give help, he affirms to him. Imros Adonai, Imros Tahoros, Kesev Tzaruf Ba'alu, Le'eretz Mezukav Shvasayim. The words of the Lord are pure words, silver purged in an earthen vessel, refined sevenfold. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Imros Hashem, Imros Tahoros, the words of God are pure? Rashi answers, the words of God are pure because God's word lasts forever, in contrast to the human word, which ultimately dies with the person. Our words are not everlasting. This brings us to how the Malbim explains this pasuk. What does it mean, Imros Hashem, Imros Tahoros, the words of God are pure? It means as follows, Imros Hashem or Tahor. Words that have to do with Hashem, Yerushalayim, and Torah learning are pure. When you speak words of Avodas Hashem, those words are completely pure. The Alchich adds over here, in the times before Mashiach ben David, people have such a great longing and yearning to come close to God. People will scream out to God with such pure desire. Their words will be so pure, like Kesef Tzaruf, pure, refined silver. We can see this nowadays by our intense desire to connect with God. Atanai tishmerem titzirenu min ador zu le'olam. Sovev yishayim yishalchu krum zu las lefnei adam. You, O Lord, will keep them, guarding each from this age evermore, on every side the wicked roam, when baseness is exalted among men. And that's the end of the parak. May we merit to use our power of speech to create and not to cause damage, to pour out our hearts and minds to Hashem every day in personal prayer, just like David HaMelech did. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.